God wants to help somebody tonight. He's not through yet. He's not done yet. But there's a time. I was going to read to you Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the sun, under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. That jumped out at me this evening, and I can't get away from it, but I don't know what to do with it yet. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. For everything, there is a season. Everything, there is a time. But it is not in my hands or your hands to decide when that time is. The Word of God, the psalmist said in Psalms 31, verse 15, he said, "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." David was well aware of the conflict of persecution when the enemy would come against him. He was well aware of what conflict really was. And as we come about here in 2007 tonight, you that are serving the Lord and are endeavoring to walk uprightly before God, you understand as well the area of conflict that one can come into in this endeavor to serve the Lord. And our times, there's a time for everything that's happening. But every time I endeavor to take those times and make the decision in my heart and in my life to decide that, well, I believe I'll fight right now, or I believe I'll build right now, or I believe I'll cast away right now, I believe I'll do this, I'm out of order and I'm doing it in my own time. But if I'll do as David said, and Lord, I realize that I have no power of my own, and I have no direction of my own, and I have no strength on my own, but God, oh God in heaven, would you deliver me from the hand of mine enemies? God, would you show me at what time I'm to rise up, and show me what time I'm to pull back, and show me at what time I am to laugh, and what time I am to mourn? God, would you give me that direction in my heart and in my life? There is a season, the right season, and the right time. I believe I'll try to preach it. Hallelujah. There is a season. There is the right season and time. You've come to that occasion tonight. Each and every one of us as individuals tonight unto that right season and that right time. But I don't know what part of this belongs to you, and you don't know what part of this belongs to me, but I believe there will be sufficiency for each and every one of us tonight. This season, he said, a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to sit back and let my mind relax and let God birth some things in there that I need to do for the kingdom of God and for my walk with God. And there's a time that some things just need to be settled down and and die out of my thoughts and out of my mentality. There's a time to be born and a time to die. Amen. God birthed inside of me something 30-something years ago. Amen. That He said, if I let it live and continue to live, I'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I've been walking in that ever since. And I believe I can go on. Amen. But glory to God. Listen. Shortly thereafter, there was something else born in my thoughts. And it wasn't birthed of God, but it was birthed of the enemy of my soul. He said, you can go back and you can relax and you can just settle down and you don't have to be as radical as you are. Amen. God said, that varmint needs to die. And so I said, it'll be all right. Let it die. Hallelujah. Here's a time. A purpose. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck up. Perhaps it's time for you to plant some things in your children's hearts. Amen. As they begin to come to an age of understanding and discerning right and wrong. Perhaps they're not going to get it from that Sunday school teacher. Perhaps they're not going to get it from the preacher. They're going to sit there and their minds be going everywhere else. Perhaps they need to have that planted in their heart at home, sitting around the family altar. Amen. Listening to what mom and dad. There's a time to plant. And then there's a time to pluck up. Perhaps the children in your household tonight, something's been planted in their hearts by someone from an outside source. The enemies begin to plant something at school. The enemies begin to plant something from associations where other children are. It's time to pluck up. It's time to take charge. I'm the household leader of this place. God's put me as a priest of the house. Come on, men. Talk to me tonight. Amen. That man is the spiritual priest of that household. You look around at your youngins and you see if there's something in them beginning to grow and beginning to bud out that's going to produce evil fruit after a while. You take charge of what God's put in your possession and begin to... It's time. It's time. It's time to pluck that up and get rid of it. Hallelujah. It's a time to kill. A time to kill. A time to kill, he said. A time to kill and a time to heal. We was walking around somewhere, went and walked in a store the other day, and the lady asked us, could she help us? And my wife said, we're just killing time. We're just killing time. She said, what you got against time that you want to kill it? What a mild rebuke. Never should kill time. The Word of God tells us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. But it's just an expression we use. We don't want to kill it, but somewhere or another we end up killing it. We ought to be doing something for God. Amen. But there is a time to kill. A time to kill those attitudes and thoughts that come. You remember what the Apostle Paul said? He said to bring those thoughts under subjection unto Jesus Christ. Is not the mind of humanity today the battlefield? Are we not in battle and warfare tonight, children of God? And does not the enemy come through our minds? Ain't it about time those wicked thoughts that he tries to settle down in our minds? Ain't it about time we rose to the occasion and said enough? Enough. I'll bring them down by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and I'll kill them things. It's time to kill. I said it's time to kill those thoughts that come into our minds against our brother and against our sister, against the way of God. Amen. To kill those things. It's time to heal. A time to heal. To hold and to nurture. And to cuddle those that you love. Heal them. I've got a broken spirit, Brother Morgan. That's the reason I come to the altar sometimes. I've got a broken spirit. It's time to heal. For you, it's a time to heal. Time to let the blood flow. Time to let the blood of Jesus Christ flow. And bring healing to that broken spirit. Amen. I didn't break it, Brother Morgan. But Skaggs, I didn't break it. It just got broke. Well, it's your time. David said, my times are in thy hands. Lord, tell me when it's time. And God will tell you when it's time. It's his disposal once we realize the reality that I've been bought with a price. I don't belong to myself. I belong to God. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You know, I got to take that a little bit further than the way I dress this body. But I realize from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I belong to him. I'm his property. Glory to God, I'm his property. And everything I do is at his disposal. My times are in his hands. So Lord, help me to heal that I need to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Time to break down. Is it right to destroy? Is it right to destroy? He said, there'll come a time when you'll break something down. It will be the time to break that down. We was preaching in a prison the other night, and I want to talk about that after a while if I can. Amen. But I preached and preached and tried my best to convince some of them that there's lost. Nobody was convinced. Amen. That's the chore today in churches. And it's crept into the prisons. Well, Brother Morgan, I can understand they're lost, but no, they've been churched as much as we've been churched. And many of them's been churched right in that prison, but they've been churched with a false doctrine that tells them it doesn't matter what you do, you can still have it. Amen. You can just have it for eternity and know nothing will ever take it away from you. They've been churched with the wrong kind of churching. Amen. I begin to try to convince them, is anybody lost? Anybody needs saving tonight? I finally said, I wish I'd have preached on the Holy Ghost. So every one of you come up here seeking for the Holy Ghost. Ain't none of you lost. Amen. But listen, time to break down. A young man come by me and he shook my hand and got real close to my ear. He said, I need to let go of that pride. He said, it's time. God spoke to his heart. He didn't move to the altar, but God spoke to his heart. It's time to break down my pride. Amen. It's time. It could be your time tonight to have your pride broke down. It could be your time to have it broke down and put on the floor and you get up on top of it and you just stomp it to smithereens and let God and the world know that I'm going forth for Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A time to break down and a time to build up. If I can get that pride tore down, perhaps it's my time to build up my faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up your most precious faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Perhaps tonight it's your time to really get broken and weep. Oh, I pray, God, when will my time come? Me and my wife were talking. We faced something that was a delirious dilemma to us that might not have been much to others. And we've had friends that faced real horrible things. But she said she cried and she was broken about it. But when the tears began to be dried and her mind began to focus back on reality, she said, I don't want to cry so much about something like this if I cannot cry for the sake of souls that are lost and undone without God and are on their way to hell. I say, God, and I'm praying, God, I want to weep, but not because everything's broken around my house. God, I want to weep, not just because things don't go my way. I want to weep, God, not because my bank account's not got enough money in it. I want to weep, God, not just because my friends have turned their back on me. I want to weep, God, not just because the pastor doesn't talk to me like I thought he should have. I want to weep, God, not because I don't hear from my loved ones when I should, but God, I want to weep. I believe this time would serve each and every child of God. In this hour we're living in, it is a time to weep over humanity and the condition of souls. It's a time to weep on behalf of the church of the living God tonight. It's a time to weep. And when we weep and the sheaves begin to come in, I believe it'll be a time to laugh and rejoice in the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. the right season and the right time is for you. And God can tell you what your time is for tonight. He said there's a time to mourn and a time to dance. There's a time for all things to be mourned over that we've seen across our past and across our days. And our mournings have been great. And our mournings have been severe. God gave us those times when we saw the loved one laying over in the casket. We had to say goodbye for the last time. That was our time to mourn. But then there was a time to dance when the Holy Ghost was your partner. And He began to move across your soul from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Have you danced in a while? Huh? Is that all right? Have you danced in a while? You've mourned and you've wept and you've cried. But has it come time for you today? Don't let it pass by. You see, I understand tonight. It's the preacher or the wise man was saying there's a time and there's the right season for everything. But you understand how seasons come by. We so long for the season of spring to come. How many likes the spring weather? Amen. The further south you get, the better you like it. Amen. Springtime come and we were too busy to realize it and we didn't enjoy it like we thought we would. And it's gone. I said it's gone. And then the fall comes. Sometimes we enjoy the fall. And many people will travel to the mountains and look at the beautiful leaves. Amen. Because they long for that season, for that beauty that they can look upon. But before they know it, they've seen a little bit of it and turned around. And before you know it, that season had done passed by. I'm telling you, there's the right season and time for everything that God has for you and I tonight. But if we're not careful, we'll let that season zoom on by and that time come on by and we'll miss that dance. We'll miss that laughter. We'll miss that rejoicing. We'll miss that plucking up. We'll miss that lifting up. We'll miss that building. Don't let the time that God gives you pass by because it's very critical. You look now, let's back up a little bit. It's very critical if God's got something to be birthed in your heart that you take advantage of the season. It's very critical if God knows there's something in your life that needs to die, that it dies in that season. It's very critical that if there's something needs to be planted in your children's heart, you plant it while the ground's plowed up. You plant it while it's seasonable time to plant it there. You see, we cannot decide, oh, I'll do it later and later will be too late for you. Amen. There is a season when we are to pluck up those things that shouldn't be there in our own lives. There's a time that we need to kill things. And there's a time that we need to call for that healing. There's a time when we should weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance. And then as I had was riding up the road and I had my wife reading this to me, I said, read that verse about the stones again. I didn't understand what the Holy Ghost was trying to say to me, but I had thought about that over and over and over and still didn't, coming all the way up the road. But listen carefully. He said there's a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. What does stones represent in the ancient times of the writers? They built their walls with stones. They built their houses with stones. They built their buildings with stones. There's a time that some walls have to be torn down and just scattered out there. Amen. Walls that don't need to be there anymore. Sometimes those walls, I hope I'm not out of order right here. Amen. But there's some walls that have been erected among the local believers of God's people. Walls that don't need to be there. Walls that separate brothers and brothers. Walls that separate sisters. Walls that separate children and parents. Walls that are only dividing the kingdom of God among us. It is a time that those walls need to be torn down and those stones need to be cast away. Hallelujah. And there's a time after the thing's been torn down There's a time to build a wall back up that doesn't separate us from one another, but separates us from an ungodly generation of God haters, of hypocrisy, and of charlatans, and of worldlings. They're all around us. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. The greatest part of our burden to go into prison ministry is the reality that the charlatans and the false doctrines have saturated that world. It's a world within itself. If you've never been, you don't understand what I'm saying. But it is like going on a foreign island. They have their own language. They have their own mindset. They have their own right to hear the gospel and to hear in its full measure. One man said that, I said they dismissed one of our services because Atlanta had somebody they wanted to put in there that night. So he didn't get to go. I asked an inmate, I said, did you get to go to the service? He said, you're talking about the circus? He said, I'd done been to it one time, didn't care to go back. A circus in the name of gospel meeting. There's a time to build a wall between us. And all of that. There's a time to gather those stones. Amen. There's a time to embrace. And a time to refrain from embracing. As hard as it is to bite. And as hard as it is to take a hold of tonight. There are people that I love dearly. But I cannot touch them. I cannot touch them. There comes a time when I have to say, Lord, I've done all I can do. I'm going to have to refrain now and leave them in the hands of God. We've embraced and we've embraced. And we tried to nurture you. And we tried to help. We've read them every scripture we can think of. We've carried them to that altar and prayed with them every time that we can think of. We've done everything within our own power to help them. But oh God, the embracing doesn't seem to do any good. But God says it's time now to you to refrain from embracing and let me do something. You make me want. I wonder sometimes, Brother Junior, if the reason God doesn't move in some situations is because we're too busy embracing the situation with our own arms and holding it so tight. God is saying, if you just let go of it, then I'd do something with it. Amen. God help me. Hallelujah. I said the other night, I won't try it on Brother Junior. Amen. There's a woman, she had some needs in her lives. Amen. I said, you got something in your life you need to let go. And y'all watch him. I said to let go. Let go of that songbook. Amen. Let go of it. Yeah, see, he done it right. But this is the way she did it. I said, let go of that songbook, and that's the way God wants you to let go. And she went like that. I said, you ain't doing right. You guided the direction that it went in. And that's the problem with a lot of us tonight. We're embracing something that God wants us to let go of it. But we're letting go, but we're directing it in the direction we want it to go in. I said, you're not doing right. I said, and she picked it back up. I said, let go of it again. And she kinda did it like that. She wasn't wanting to hurt the songbook, is what it was. I said, you ain't doing right. You're still trying to guide the direction of that. Y'all understand what I... Am I making any sense? Glory to God. I love it when I make sense. Hallelujah. I said, you ain't doing it right. And somebody here tonight, you may be holding on to something. And God is saying, your time tonight, it's time to let go. It's time to refrain from embracing. But you're trying to direct it in the way it should go. Amen. When he said, let go, he said, let go. Let go. Let go. Oh, well, don't tell your songbook up. Amen. Amen. This is how you let go of it. When you let go, your hand goes to heaven and say, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. Hallelujah. I give it all to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. That's my time. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. It's your time. A season. It's your right season. It's your right time to let go and let God handle it. My Lord. What is the time for you to do tonight? My times are in His hands. Lord, is it my time for what? You better believe there is a time and purpose for everything under the sun. There's something for God. For God has something in your time tonight. Hallelujah. Is something being born? Is something dying right now? Is something being tore down or something being built up? Are you weeping? Are you laughing? Are you mourning? Are you dancing? Are you casting down some stones? Are you building up some stones? Are you letting go? Are you embracing? Are you letting go? It's a time. Oh, listen. There's a time to get. Come on and get it. Mama's ringing the dinner bell. Clang, 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 clang. Come and get it. Everybody in the house, reach out. It's time to get. There's a time to get. There's a time to get. There's a time to get. We've seen our times of losing. I said we've seen our times of losing. It's time to get. Hallelujah. I didn't figure He's through. I didn't figure He's through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and get it. Reach up and get it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 A time to keep. A time to keep. A time to keep. I believe it's a time to keep what you got. You've cast away the old man. You cast away the old life. It's a time to keep the new walk. It's a time to keep the godly way. It's a time to rend a time to soothe soul, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to love, and a time to hate. I love Jesus. I hate evil all the time. All the time. A time of war and a time of peace. How great thou art. I begin to think while he was singing that. Today's the time of war. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities in high places. Principalities and powers in high places. Today is a time of war. And I pictured millions upon millions. And I know the Bible says that few there be that enter in to the glories of God. But I've done a little math. If only 1% of humanity from Adam to now makes it to heaven, that's going to be millions upon millions that make it. Hallelujah. And hell will be overrun with the rest. But millions upon millions bowed on their knees. On their knees before God. Some way or another, in God's good providence and miraculous way, we're not even worried about bumping into anybody. Millions upon millions in the very presence of God. Not the presence of God that we sense right here tonight, which is awesome, but we could not handle it in these physical bodies if it was going to be like it will be when we're in our glorified bodies. Amen. But think with me as he was singing that song, O Lord our God, how great thou art. Millions upon millions bowing before God. No doubt singing a song something like that. How great thou art. We might be singing with the 24 elders. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. Which was, which is to come. Today is the time of war. Tomorrow, in the presence of God, when all of these times are washed away, when all of the burdens of this life have been kissed goodbye, and all that's nothing behind us but all eternity in front of us. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is to come. Now that's the time. And when it's my time, I'm going to take my time and praise Him for all eternity. Hallelujah. Listen. At the heart of David, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, and never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be Thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for Thou art my strength. Into Thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in Thy mercy, for Thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversaries, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. That enemy had me in his hand, but God didn't shut me up. Hallelujah. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. I feel like I'm in a pretty big room right now. I said I feel like I'm in a pretty big room right now. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble, mine eyes consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance, that they did see me without, fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in Thine hand. The right season and time. Hallelujah.